Frank and Conley will meet today. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, 2nd June, 1915, page 1, column 6. Testimony will be taken at Tower for use in Mrs. Coleman's suit against Pencil Factory. Interest in the case of Leo M. Frank centers today in the meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon of the prisoner and his accuser, Jim Conley, at the hearing to be held in the Tower in the case of Mrs. J. W. Coleman for the National Pencil Factory. Luther Z. Rosser, one of the leading counsel for Frank during his trial, represents the Pencil Factory and is expected to put an interesting line of questions to the Negro when he is called upon to testify to the death of Mary Fagan. Frank, too, will be examined to establish the fact that Mary Fagan was slain in the pencil plant. James L. Key represents Mrs. Coleman in her suit, which is for $10,000 damages for the death of her daughter, Mary Fagan. When the suit was filed, counsel for the pencil plant objected to the use of the trial evidence to establish the fact that Mary Fagan was killed in the factory building. It was demanded that witnesses be produced to this end. The action of the Pencil Factory Council in forcing Conley to testify causes considerable speculation. Conley goes free today, having served 10 months of the 12 to which he was sentenced. The 2 months were taken from his sentence for good behavior. The examination this afternoon will be held in the jail before the Commissioner Friars, court stenographer, is deputized for the occasion. The Prison Commission will probably meet today to consider the Frank commutation. It is hardly believed, however, that a decision will be reached for several days. The delegation from Cobb County appeared before the Prison Commission Tuesday morning and presented the petition protesting against the commutation of Frank and denouncing the interference of outside influences. Also, a large number of petitions from Atlanta and various other portions of the state were received in the office of Solicitor General Dorsey Tuesday. Savannah Hyens think Frank will get commutation. Savannah, Georgia, June 1st, special. Members of the Savannah Bar who appeared before the Prison Commission in Atlanta yesterday to aid in the effort to secure a commutation of Frank's death sentence returned this morning. Those who appeared were Judge Samuel B. Adams, who acted as spokesman, T.M. Cunningham, and A.A. Lawrence. The Savanians are very hopeful of the outcome. While none of them wish to be quoted directly, they believe clemency will be exercised by the commission. A strong plea on behalf of Frank was made before the commission, they said, and they believe it will be effective. Page 9, column 6. Zeb Mrs. May. Futrell in city to write about Frank case, Mrs. May Futrell, widow of Jacques Futrell, Atlantan and prominent writer, who lost his life in the Titanic disaster, is in Atlanta to write her impressions of the public mind regarding the Frank case for the Boston Post. Mrs. Futrell is an Atlantan, being before her marriage Miss May Peel, of this city. She is visiting her family while here.